My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda is back and looking for money. Will she get it? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Can I ask you a favor?" I go, "You can ask." She goes, "Things are not going really well here. I'm in a financial mess. I was wondering if you could help me with it."
Here it comes.
I'm coming! And then she gives me the frowny emoticon. I go, "Well, what do you think I said?
Run down to Western Union and wait for it."
So you think I said yes, go to Western Union? You think I'm all in?
No, you didn't.
No, what do you think
no,
I said?
You're reeling it back in. You're going to reel it back in.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're going to play with this little fish.
Give me a fishy.
We need the content.
We don't want to have to find another one of you.
Right. See, needs the money. We need the content. So what can we do for you today?
Yeah. Do you know how many episodes we need to get out of this?
I go, "Well, I need to think about that." She goes, "Okay, but I hope you don't take long, because Kasha will be reopening on school on Monday, and I need to know what to do." I go, "I understand, but we have a history, and you are vague, and you hurt me badly."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She goes, "Well, I understand." I go, "Okay." She goes, "So when should I be expecting you to give me an answer?"
Oh, Tom says, like a fart in the wind, here comes the wall of stench.
Oh, she's worse than my wife. Holy shit.
No. Tom's analogy definitely hit closer to home. That was vomit-inducing.
Ah!
A wall of stench. Or as we call it, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
I'm sorry, that's Carney.
No, Carney doesn't stink.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No, right, you would know. Anyway. I go, "It's not that easy, Belinda. You broke up with me because I could not give you money at the time. Now that I have a bit of money," remember last time I told her I have money.
Yep.
I go, "Now that I have a bit of money, you're talking to me again. And immediately ask for money. How do you think that makes me feel?" She goes, "Well, I know I will understand if you can't help. It's fine." I go, "I did not say that. I said, I need to think about it. I still do not know how you could end us the way you did." She goes,
"Wait for it."
Okay.
That's all. Okay.
I go, "So if I can send the money, where does that leave you and I?"
Right.
She goes, "I don't really know. What do you think?"
Christ. Suddenly it got cold again, you know?
That's because it's winter, Joe. I go, "I have no idea." She goes, "I guess we'll figure it out." There's a little crack, a little opening here.
You know what I heard? I heard that as, I can't remember the name of the stupid movie, but the guy goes, "What do you think?" Do you know what I'm talking about, Joe? No. Never mind.
Thank you, Pip.
No problem.
You really... Yeah, that's how that went over. Good, thank you, Pep. Got shot in the snore. I have sound effects. I will use them.
Oh, no.
I will add more, too. Oh, I'm going to get addicted to this. Imagine in real life you could just have like sound effects instead of like rolling your eyes.
You play the sound effect?
Yeah, I shot her for that awful non-reference that she gave us.
Oh, okay. You got to understand. I can't hear the sound. I'm like, why is there dead air?
Yeah. No, I understand, Joe.
No, because it was dead Pip. That's why.
Yes.
Gotcha.
She goes, "I guess we'll figure it out." I go, "So how have you changed?" She goes, "I'm just more calm now is all." I go, "I thought you were always calm." She was always cool, calm, and collected.
Mm. Yeah.
I go, "When we last spoke, you said you needed time alone. How's that been working out?" She goes, "Just needed time to be alone to think about myself." I go, "Understandable. Do you still need that time?" She goes, "Nope." I go, what'd you find out about yourself? That I'm going to type with a penis. I go, "What'd you find out about yourself?" She goes, "Nothing special, just told you." So shallow. This is not
nothing.
My girl. This
no,
is not my
no,
girl.
No, it's not at all.
No, this
this
is not...
person would go right away to the money pitch.
This is not Fifth Mike.
Yeah, but you would think the old, what I find out is it's not your girl, but the old man washed his hands of you. So I wonder how it could be him.
Well, Joe, but I guess theoretically they could have sold me yet again. But remember, Joe, last time we told them the wife is outskis and I got money.
Yeah.
They bit at what I threw out there.
All right. Okay. Yep. I got you.
I go, well, that's a bit sad. I would hope you would have looked at you and seen what I saw in you months ago. She goes, and what did you see in me? I go, radio gold.
Oh, damn, I wish you had.
She goes, and what did you see in me? I go, I thought you were special. She goes, I still am. I go, okay. She goes, a minute. And then 34 minutes later, she comes back. Are you there? I go, yeah, where'd you go? She goes, a friend came looking for me and had to go escort her. I go, escort her? Or was she going to a ball?
No, she figured out how to make the money.
Yeah. probably checking their notes. Maybe she was sold, probably checking their notes.
Maybe. You might be right. She goes, LOL, she was going home. I go, she came looking for you in your house when she was already in your house? Aren't you a bit old for hide and seek? That's what I said to her. She doesn't live in my house. She lives in Danzomon.
Oh, same to you. Oh, wait, what?
She came around and only came to say hi. I go, oh, and then you walked her home? No, walked her to the roadside to board a car. I go, why not board a yak? Bringing the old yak back.
You know, there's not enough yak.
Now, me and Belinda had some fun with the yak in the past, remember?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Sickos.
She goes, LOL, a yak. We don't have a yak here.
She said that?
Yes.
Tom says she went to a Boko Haram mixer.
Tom.
Bringing the terrorist humor.
That's the Tom we love. That a boy. I guess he's not close to getting a blowjob yet. That's the dark Tom. Unlay Tom is dark Tom. Not Boko Haram dark.
Dark. No, not that far.
Nobody wants to get hit. Anyway, I'm going to move on. I go, do you know what a yak is? Because remember, I had explained this to Belinda, the girl.
Yes.
She goes, yes, I found out.
Oh.
I go, smart girl, and I give her the wink emoticon. She goes, thanks. How is comedy? I go, it's okay. Just came back from Bermuda. Going to the Bahamas again. Remember, I invited her to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
She goes, that's nice to hear. Happy for you. I go, thanks. A bit easier to focus these days, so it makes work a bit easier. She goes, what did it become easier to focus? Thought you were fine to get hard since I was not here. I said, it's harder to write porn without you, since you became my muse. My pornographic muse.
I'm porn again.
Now, listen, baby, you were the inspiration for Tits and Tilt the World.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.